The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, people all across the globe. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, we got another shakeup in college football. Pretty good stuff, to be quite honest with you, man. And I'll be totally honest with you. Alabama probably should have gone down as well. But number two, number three, you guys are dunzo, if you ask me. Look, bottom line is you got to win football games. You got to continue to go out there and win each and every week. And Alabama does it. They get by a very tough, very, very tough Mississippi State team. And I'll tell you what. Notre Dame, you got handed to you. You got it handed to you by Miami. The U, that swagger, I think it's back big time. Those guys are ready to play, and they didn't look like a team that didn't deserve to be there. So Notre Dame, you got exactly what I thought you were going to get. Just a matter of time. You're going to get another loss. But so much to talk about, people. I want those thoughts. I want those opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check on my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just getting started, people. I'll be right back. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Bulldog.com. That's Bulldog.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're listening to Dorfon Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorfon Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorfon Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can always check out my website, DorfonSportsRadio.com. All right, so I'm going to kind of get into some of what I saw from the action on Saturday, college football. As we know, big-time NFL action. We'll be getting into that. Hour number two, definitely, when we bring in SB Nation Radio, and then obviously thoughts and opinions throughout. But I'll take a call about anything, just so you know. So it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Whatever's on your mind is always on my mind. 1-800-878-7529. And I'm going to go through some of the scores from what happened on the college football field. Number one, Georgia got absolutely manhandled. Auburn, they're a good football team, but Georgia just didn't show up. I'm sorry, but you go out there and you get absolutely destroyed 40-17. That's not showing up. That's all I can say. That's not showing up. And the quarterback for Auburn had a nice day. The running back obviously had a nice day. Tough day all around for Georgia when you think about it. They just did not go into that game with the mindset of going out there and showing that they're number one in the country. Alabama, I talked about this a little bit on the open. They escape. They absolutely escape Mississippi State. And the reason they escape Mississippi State is because Mississippi State blew the end of that football game. They did not manage the clock very well. They did not go about their business very well, which allowed Alabama the opportunity to get a score. And they score a touchdown. They weren't even necessarily trying to score a touchdown. And I'll tell you what I've learned. I've learned a ton about this Jalen Hurts kid. This Jalen Hurts kid, confident, poised, collected, makes really good decisions. And you never see this guy get too high or too low. He just goes out there and he makes play after play after play. And what can we say about Calvin Ridley? Calvin Ridley is a stud. That's what I'm going to say. That dude, you put the ball in his hands, and he's going to make an absolutely amazing play, especially when there's nobody around him to tackle him. So I don't understand what Mississippi State, and this is what I'm going to talk about, the mistakes that I saw from Mississippi State, okay? Here's the deal. At the end of that football game, no reason for them to be blitzing, especially on a 3rd and 15. Because if you blitz on 3rd and 15, you're going to wind up making a big play opportunity for somebody, especially a guy like Calvin Ridley. And that's what happened. He went out there and he chewed up a bunch of yardage. And he makes a big play. And then he puts them in a position where they go out there and they're able to score a touchdown and win this thing 31-24. So Alabama, I'll be honest with you, They're banged up right now. They're really banged up right now. So that makes them a little bit more susceptible to having mistakes happen and maybe going down and losing a football game where they probably wouldn't lose a football game. So that's really what happened here. Mississippi State blew an absolutely incredible opportunity. And that coach, probably that defensive coach, If I'm the head coach, I'm saying, what were you dialing up a blitz for? Especially, so here's what happens. Let me break this down for you even more. So here's what happened. At the end of that football game, they wind up getting a timeout Mississippi State when they're already showing that they're going to blitz. So the next time they go out and they actually do the same exact play, they still blitz on 3rd and 15. Well, this time, Jalen Hurts, Calvin Ridley, these guys are ready for it, and they go out there and they make that huge play. It didn't make sense at all for them to be blitzing in the first place. It's 3rd down and 15. You should not need to blitz on 3rd down and 15. You should be able to go out there and make a play so that you have an opportunity to get this thing back into overtime. So I was really disappointed with the way that Mississippi State went out there and handled the last few moments of that football game against Alabama, because mistakes were all over the place, and that's what happened. Miami, wow. Again, man, I think the U has got their swagger back big time. 41-8, they take it to Notre Dame. That was not a game at all. It was 27-0 at halftime, and pretty much it was over. But it winds up 41-8. And Notre Dame, they got the loss that I thought they would get sooner or later. But it's kind of cool seeing the U back in the mix. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's kind of cool seeing the U back in the mix. 41-8 all over Notre Dame. Clemson takes advantage of a Florida State team that's just beaten up, not that good anymore. 31-14. Clemson gets himself a nice victory. Oklahoma, man, this was a nice game to see Baker Mayfield one more time. Baker Mayfield is a star. This kid is a good football player. 18-27, he has 333 yards, 3 touchdowns. Rodney Anderson with his 23 carries, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And TCU laid an egg, man. People were very high on TCU. People have been kind of down on Oklahoma. Well, they keep themselves in the mix, man. One loss. You know, TCU now out of the mix for sure. 2 losses for them, so you can pretty much say goodbye to them. A team that we cannot say goodbye to yet, and it makes me very proud to say this, because we all know I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. And my Wisconsin Badgers, man, they just continue to win. They don't have the toughest schedule. However, it's getting a little tougher. Iowa now inside the top 20, or they were until they played Wisconsin. But they took care of business against Iowa, who came in after a very nice victory over Ohio State. So you had to think that Iowa has some pretty good momentum. 38-14, Wisconsin gets that one done. And again, man, it's that defense. I wish they could help out the Green Bay Packers when I think about it. But that defense in Wisconsin is very good. Very good. And Hornibrook, he just does enough to get things done, okay? They've got a great running back in Jonathan Taylor. They really do. And Danny Davis, the number 3. Danny Davis, the 3rd. Another good wide receiver, man. So Hornibrook just does enough to get things done. And I don't think people are totally excited about him as far as the Wisconsin Badgers. Gets it done, though. He's efficient. And again, that defense is so good. They can make up for a lot of mistakes. The same way that Aaron Rodgers made up for a lot of mistakes for the Green Bay Packers. But that's a totally different story because he's not even on the field, as we all know. USC gets it done over Colorado, 38-24. Michigan State gets manhandled by Ohio State. And they've been playing really well, too, up until this game. JT Barrett and those guys, they go in and they take care of business big time. 48-3 over Michigan State. Penn State, nice victory, a rebound victory for them. 35-6 over Rutgers. Oklahoma State, that may have been the best football game on Saturday. Oklahoma State and Iowa State, 49-42. And I like this Mason Rudolph kid. I think he's a pretty darn good quarterback for Oklahoma State. 378 yards, 25-31, 3 touchdowns for that kid. Very productive day. Justice Hill. Very, very, very good running back for Oklahoma State. 25 carries, 134 yards, and 3 TDs for that young man. Oklahoma State kind of blew opportunities early in the season. That's all I'm going to say about them. Because I thought they had a pretty good shot to be a team that could be in the mix. But a couple early season losses is going to hurt them. Virginia Tech goes down to Georgia Tech. And for some weird reason, I had a feeling that Georgia Tech was going to play a good football game. Virginia Tech comes in, 17 in the country, and they're going to be in trouble now. They're probably out of that top 25. And Georgia Tech played a good football game. UCF, they all do is win too. But their schedule's not very strong. We know it. 49-24, they're one of those undefeated teams like Wisconsin. Washington State gets a nice victory over Utah, 33-25, and Utah tried to come back as best they could in that game. Just couldn't get it done. NC State gets a win. They rebound after two tough losses. We know they got crushed in Notre Dame a couple weeks ago, and then they lost again the week after that. But they do get a nice victory over Boston College, 17-14, so nice rebound for NC State. And I know I'm up against it, and I just want to get through the last couple games in the top 25 anyway. 33-10, LSU gets it done over Arkansas, and then Northwestern 23-13 over Purdue, who has struggled all season long. And Northwestern, good to see them in the top 25. They're going to have a good basketball team too, to be honest with you. So college basketball also got underway. So lots of things to talk about in the sports world. I know I have to get to a break. Keep it close. I am Andy Dorr. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Dorfon Sports.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Little Bobby Brown, little Andy Dorf, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me that way. Get at me on Twitter as well, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, lots and lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Like to hear from anybody. Like to hear from everybody. Bird Gang people, Raider fan, Packer fan, Cowboy fan. You're always very vocal, to be honest with you. Cowboy fan is very vocal all the time. They're kind of like Dodger fan. You want to know the similarities between Dodger fan and Cowboy fan? I'm going to tell you right now, real quick. There's a Walmart on the corner of a lot of different streets. And a lot of those people run into a store called Walmart and they go get themselves a jersey. They're what I call bandwagon fans. Okay? Bird Gang, that's not bandwagon, man. Bird Gang is pretty legit. Packer fan, Packer Nation, that's as strong as it gets, okay? Raider Nation, that's as strong as it gets, man. Steeler Nation, pretty dang strong, too. Real strong. So don't come at me with your weak stuff, Cowboy fan. Because until you get some defense, man, I'm still calling you the Alice Cowboys. And I know you had a good game last week. I get it. Nice job. Every now and then you have a nice game. It's the way it works. But you got to prove it for the whole year. And we know how many teams are decimated in the NFL. Missing big time people for them. So it's real brave to go after people when they're missing all kinds of people. Go at them when they're full strength. Speaking of full strength, I want to talk some NBA because I don't do it all that often. But there was a pretty good trade for the Milwaukee Bucks when I'm speaking about this now. Eric Bledsoe coming to the Milwaukee Bucks, getting rid of Greg Monroe, sending him off, was probably the best move they could have possibly done. No joke. And all they've done since the addition of Eric Bledsoe, and it's not a long sample by any means, it's only two games, but they've won two in a row. And I'll tell you what, he adds a dimension that they absolutely did not have. They got a lot of length. They got a lot of talent. Don't get me wrong. But the new dimension that he adds is speed, quickness, some intensity on defense. He can get after that defensively, man. He can get on the ball and he can defend, which is something they were missing so damn bad. So I love the addition, man. And you get him with Giannis Antetokounmpo? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look out, NBA. That's all I can say. It's the year of Giannis. From what I've seen so far, there's not a shot he can't get when he wants to get it. There's nobody that can stop this guy. Woo. The future is so bright in Milwaukee, man. You better wear shades all the time. 24/7, you better be wearing shades because the future is so damn bright in Milwaukee right now. And the NBA better be looking out too. The NBA better be taking notice. They better recognize they're building something there. They still need a big man. They still need a big man. Absolutely need a big man. Somebody that can take up some space in the low paint. But I really, really, really like the addition of E-Bled and Giannis and Brogdon. Oof. Mids look good. Henson is even playing better, man. He's inspired everybody. So Phoenix Suns, thank you very much. And I know I got some Suns fans watching. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns for a quick moment. What are you doing? What in the world are you doing? Do you have any clue what you have done with this team over the past 10 years? You have blown it apart, man. You have blown it apart. You have ruined this team. You have ruined this once proud, very proud organization. I've been out here for 21 years now. I went through those years of watching Charles Barkley and Steve Nash get this team very far in the playoffs. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. The Suns are garbage time. But it's sad, man. It's really sad. It's sad because this was a once very proud organization that produced very good basketball teams. So I'm just really disappointed in what the Suns have done. Ryan McDonough, Robert Sarver, what are you doing? And if you're a fan of the Phoenix Suns, man, oh man, you were excited about this team to start the year. I know you were. I know you were. I told you. I said it. I said it so many times on my local radio show in Phoenix, Arizona. This team's winning 25 games. There isn't going to be that improvement that you thought. You want to know why? Because they have no direction. They don't know what they're doing. They absolutely don't know what they're doing. And then you wind up getting this. This is the result you get. This is a team that's 5-9. And they're not going to win many basketball games. I think that the interesting part of what's going on in the NBA right now, other than what I just told you, the Milwaukee Bucks pulling that steal of a deal, that steal of a deal from the Phoenix Suns, who, by the way, I just got to throw this in there one more time. What they did with Eric Bledsoe was so foolish. So foolish. Because it made his value that much less. Oh, so many mistakes, man. So many mistakes. All right, so let me get to some of what I find interesting right now in the NBA. I'm kind of wondering what's up with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I thought that that trio would be a little bit better. I really did. And I know it's going to take some time to figure things out. They're going to have to gel together. I know. I get it. I get it. And I do think they're going to be a pretty good team come year's end. I really do. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Houston Rockets, that's a good basketball team. And they don't even need CP on the floor. That's what I've learned. James Harden, man, that dude is legit, man. James Harden is so legit. Great ball player. Used to watch him play here at Arizona State University. I wasn't impressed with what he did in the tournament, but I'm very impressed with what he's done in the NBA. And the Houston Rockets are a good basketball team. Golden State, I think we're surprised, man, that they've got three losses already. That's what I would say there. And I know they've won six straight. And they're being the team that they should be right now. But ultimately, man, right now I think some of the surprises are the Oklahoma City Thunder not being that good. Houston Rockets have absolutely torn it up. San Antonio's winning even without Kawhi Leonard. Although the Bucks got a nice victory there. And then back-to-back nights in L.A., they win in L.A. too. So that's how you got there two straight. But San Antonio keeps winning. Memphis is not bad either. Minnesota, I like them. That's a nice, nice team. I think Detroit on the other side. Detroit's interesting on the other side, man. They've gotten out of the gates very strong. They got some bigs, by the way. Holy cow, man. They got some serious bigs in Detroit. And Boston, man. Kyrie Irving, I think this is a great story. I really do. And I thought it was going to go the other way, man. I thought Kyrie was going to be missing the Cavaliers. Turns out the Cavaliers are absolutely 100% missing Kyrie Irving. And it just goes like they got all these players, they got all these names, but the names are a little bit old. The players are a little bit old there in Cleveland. And I know they're missing Tristan Thompson, some of their pieces right now, because they're going to be better too. They're going to be in the mix. And I'll go out on a limb, and I don't think I am. I still think that they defend the Eastern Conference. When push comes to shove, LeBron James is LeBron James. But I'm pretty impressed with some of the things that are happening, man. You know, the Houston Rockets are a better team than I thought they would be. The Boston Celtics playing really well. Kyrie, wow. I am really impressed with Kyrie Irving. I did not think that Kyrie Irving would be able to pull off this kind of magic. I'd hear the music. I know I got to get to a quick pause for the cause. Thoughts and opinions, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. When I come back, I may get back into some football. Maybe college, maybe NFL. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions encouraged. Welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Alright, so I just want to get back into some of my thoughts, some of my opinions, some of the things that are going on. Obviously, over the weekend, Saturday was an amazing day in college football. Another upset-filled Saturday. And you got to love it because all that does is it brings in teams like Wisconsin, teams like Miami. You bring those people back in the mix, teams like Oklahoma. I like seeing upsets. I don't know about you, but I really, really like seeing upsets. So I'm always happy when we have that happen. I know that there's some diehards and people that really, really like their teams and probably upset the Notre Dames of the world, the Georgias of the world. You're probably upset today. But you know what? Your team didn't have it. That's sometimes that's what happens. You know, you go out there and you lay an egg. It happens. And that's what happened for Miami for sure, man. They just went out there and they manhandled Notre Dame on both sides of that ball, offensively, defensively. Georgia, same thing, man. After the first half, not much of a football game. So, truth be told, you got to go out there. You got to be prepared every week. You got to go out there and you got to play like it's your last game. Every play means something. Every snap means something. And there were times that I was watching games, I happened to see guys taking plays off. And when I'm watching games, I don't know if you as a fan, if you're watching these games, you're just taking it in, you're just enjoying it. I sit there and I analyze what I'm seeing from each and every player. I watch their motor. I watch their attitude. I watch their body language. So when I'm watching a game, I'm watching everything that's going on inside that game. I'm not necessarily concerned about who's winning and who's losing until the end of the game. There's so many things that are happening when you're watching a basketball game, a football game, a baseball game. There's so many different little things that are going on inside of that game, inside of that arena. And if you're not watching everything, if you're not taking it all in, then you don't absolutely understand everything that's happening. So when I watch games, I'm not necessarily watching the score. Obviously, I'm watching the score, but I'm watching how do we get to that score? What made those events happen? 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Let me know what you were watching. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. Again, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And the reason you want to do that is because people write articles. Real good insight on there from people that take time to do exactly what I'm telling you right now. We break down these games. We look at them in a much different way. So I'm watching all these little things that are happening out on the field. I'm watching how guys go after people. I'm watching when they quit, when they turn their motor off. I like watching that guy that never turns his motor off. You don't see that very often in sports. I'm thinking of somebody in particular right now. I'm thinking about Rafael Nadal. That's who I'm thinking about because he never takes a break. Never takes a break. Just keeps going, man. Every point, every single shot, they all have a purpose. They all mean something to that guy. I'd love to watch that guy play football. I'd love to watch that guy play basketball. I'd love to watch him play anything because I guarantee you he wouldn't take any time off. He'd never take a break. So I saw several times in those college football games on Saturday, guys were taking breaks, man. They were quitting. They were stopping. Can't do that, man. You really can't do that. Got to go out there and give it everything you have. Every single play, everything, every single snap, they all mean something, man. They all mean something. Speaking of meaning something, kind of want to talk a little bit, at least lay it out there, because I do have hour number two coming up, and it's all going to be NFL football talk. A great slate of games today. Saints play the Bills. Packers play the Bears. And the only thing intriguing about this is, will the Bears get closer to 500? Will the Packers be under 500? And you know what? Brett Hundley, man, I'll be honest with you, man. The guy's been in the system for a long time. How can he be this bad? Like, seriously, how can you be this bad, man? You have been in the system for years now. Is it the fact that Mike McCarthy just doesn't open the playbook, or are you that bad? Or is it a combination of the two? The Browns play the Lions. That should be a victory for the Lions, right? And the Lions are coming off of a nice victory over the Green Bay Packers, where they played really well. I got to give them credit. I mean, they played a terrible Green Bay Packer team. We all know that. But the Lions played pretty well. Matthew Stafford is okay. So you can book it, man. They're going to beat the Browns without a doubt, man. The Browns are an 0-16 team, which is really hard to do when you think about it. Because like I just talked about, 1 week somebody's not going to be prepared, right? 1 week somebody's not going to be prepared. So to go 0-16, man, you got to be really lousy in every facet of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. Getting these guys prepared, man, they do an awful job. They really do. I feel absolutely terrible for Cleveland Brown fan. Bengals play the Titans. That should be a good football game. The Bengals have gotten a little bit better. They really have. The record doesn't necessarily show it. They're 3-5. We all know that. And the Titans are the opposite of that. They're 5-3. That's a decent football team. DeMarco Murray, Mariota. They've got a good defense, too. Speaking of defense, the Steel Nation. Steelers. They go on the road. They play the Colts. And by the way, I want to throw this out there, too, because I have a lot of respect. I got a lot of love for all those veterans out there. You people make it possible for me to come out here and do what I do each and every day, which is basically talk sports 6 days a week. I'm going to jump out to the phones real quickly. I know I don't have much time before the end of this segment. I'm going to hook up with Mitch. I think he's probably in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. What's on your mind, man? It's your world. What's going on today, brother?
You're absolutely right. I'm in Santa Monica. The tour has ended, but, dude, what a great day. By the way, do you remember what happened a year ago this past Saturday? 2, 3, and 4 went down. Last night we had an opportunity for 1, 2, and 3. Didn't all happen, but boy, it was sure nice seeing 1 and 3 going down. I got to tell you, man, whoever's doing this college football poll, where in the heck are their heads? Because they sure aren't between the shoulders. They're somewhere else. I think they're probably between their legs. I've been sick and tired of them not recognizing the undefeated team and what they have done. It is absolutely a farce. It was even more of a farce as if they put Oklahoma, the way Kirk Herbstreit is predicting it, back at the top. A team which will not have a conference championship. Why? Because Texas 10, 12 years ago thought they were the Notre Dame of the freaking West, and then Colorado and Nebraska said, screw you, we're going to go find where this conference championship. So where we have to play a second game. The worst thing that's going to happen to the college football poll is if they put freaking Oklahoma at the very top, then they don't have to play on December 2nd, and they have no chance of falling down. It's an absolute disgrace. My number one, my number two, my number three, and my number four are very simple. Very, very simple. Alabama, Miami, Wisconsin, and then who do you want to put in there? Clemson, who lost to an unranked Syracuse? Oklahoma, who lost to an unranked Ohio State? I don't give a crap about that. You can put whoever you want in. Now, what is going to happen? Miami and Clemson are going to knock each other out. One of those two is going to go to the finals, so someone's going to come in. But you've got to reward the undefeated teams. I cannot stand that they're not giving the Wisconsin respect. And the great thing about it is, Herbie, you are going to be at Camp Randall next week. You're going to be right there on Bascom Hill, and you're going to hear all about it. And by the way, Lee Corso putting on the green, the Irish green, on my campus at Miami? Dude, what are you thinking? Hey man, you better put that chain on me because I just stole your show.
No, man, you're phenomenal. I'll be honest with you, Mitch. I love hearing from you. And you know what? You bring up a lot of great points. I mean, look, Georgia, they're going to be out. So you would have to think Miami moves up, right? Obviously. Obviously, Notre Dame is out. Why not reward a Wisconsin team that's 9-0? They absolutely took care of Iowa. Iowa came in number 20 in the country after winning a very nice victory over Ohio State. So you know, I think your points are pretty valid, man. I agree 100%. And I wouldn't be surprised if Miami and Wisconsin do crack into that top four this week.
I don't think Wisconsin cracks it. I don't think they want to see anything a part of it. I think they want to make sure Oklahoma gets 10. For some reason, they want to reward the Big 12. For some reason, they don't have a championship because, as we saw last year, the college football poll doesn't respect conference championships. We saw it last year. They put Ohio State, their other golden child, in. What did they do in the rankings? Oh, they lost to Iowa. Got crushed by Iowa. And now what happened? Wisconsin crushes Iowa. Please give me a break.
Yeah, no, you got a great...
You have Penn State out of there, I am sick and tired of seeing Tuesday, let's make it right, and let's make Oklahoma sweat it out a little bit, and on December 2nd, when they're not playing, and everyone else is playing, kicking each other's asses around. Sick and tired
I love
of
it,
that.
Man. I love it. I love
who
the
are
passion
you bring. Who are your four? Who are your four, Andy? Give me your four right now on Tuesday.
Again, man, you just heard me say it. If I'm like you, man, I'm going to reward those teams. So Alabama will go... Alabama goes number one, okay? Number two, again, just by default, because of where they're at right now, I guess you got to put Clemson in there. And then I would put Miami number three, and I would put Wisconsin number four. That's what I would do. But again,
you're putting Clemson number two, who lost to Syracuse, unranked? A piece of garbage? That's like Wisconsin losing to Northwestern. My God.
So let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. Alabama 1, Miami 2, Wisconsin 3, and Clemson number 4.
Great. And then Miami and Clemson get to knock each other out, which gives Oklahoma an opportunity to come in. That's how it should. And then we know what that sets up. Goes on, man. The Mitch and Santa Monica tour takes one more stop. And where's that stop going to be? The Rose Bowl. Miami, Wisconsin on January 1st. After four nights of fish in the garden, come home that morning on the early morning flight. Go straight to the Orange, to the Rose Bowl. I don't know what to do. What, I'm going to wear a shirt and wear a hat, a Wisconsin hat, Miami shirt. Nah, man, I'm a cane, man. Put that chain around my neck. Would you please put that chain around my neck. I just stole your show.
Hey, Mitch, appreciate the call as always, my friend. You're phenomenal, and I love the passion that you bring, my friend.
All right, have a good Sunday. Go Packers. By the Bears today, just not, don't have the same ring as it usually does. But
I agree.
Go Packers, man. I'm telling you, Brett, this is the day. We're going to have a good day today. Have a great day today. Hey.
I hope so. I really hope so. But anyway, always love hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica, man. There's nobody more passionate about sports. I'll be honest with you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. That's how you can get in touch with me. Hour number two is all NFL action. That's all we do. We just talk NFL. I'm going to be joined in a little bit by my good buddy, Ryan Leong. We're going to break down what's going on and probably San Francisco, probably Oakland, because he's my guy out there in the Bay Area. So keep it close, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. You can get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, obviously on the Twitter. And then obviously check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'll be right back.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. $200. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so hour number one has absolutely flown by, to be honest with you. It always does. When I'm talking sports, I can't tell you how quickly things move and quickly they go, but it just moves, man. They just move. But hour number two, I kind of want to set this up. We're going to be talking all NFL. As we know, we bring in SB Nation Radio, so I look forward to talking to everybody about what's going on in the NFL all hour number two. Thoughts and opinions, they're obviously encouraged. They're definitely welcomed. Again, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get at me. But I do like to talk about anything that's on your mind, obviously, and we can do that hour number one. And then hour number two, I just dedicate to talking NFL football. As we know, it is the king no matter what. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I will be back in hour number two, and it is all NFL hour number two here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. I'm Andy Dorf, and I will be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is walking back comments, inferring that he believed Russian President Vladimir Putin over U.S. intelligence leaders about Russian meddling in the 2016 election. At a press conference in Hanoi, Trump said he believes that Putin believes there was no Russian interference.
As to whether I believe it or not, I'm with our agencies, especially as currently constituted with their leadership. I believe that President Putin really feels, and he feels strongly, that he did not meddle in our election. What he believes is what he believes.
Trump went on to say it's very important to have good relations with Russia, and he's not going to contradict Putin in public. He also expressed his trust in U.S. intelligence and said he stands with the agencies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello tours.
Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirello's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is calling the allegations of sexual misconduct against him untrue and hurtful.
These attacks involve a minor, and they're completely false and untrue about something that happened 40 years ago. But more than being completely false and untrue, they're very hurtful to me personally.
Moore has been under fire since the Washington Post reported claims that he sexually harassed four teenagers while he was in his 30s. Thousands of people are marching in the streets of Los Angeles for victims of sexual assault and harassment. The Me Too March is inspired by the social media movement that has revealed that type of abuse as pervasive, including in Hollywood. Women and men alike have come forward and accused high-powered entertainment figures of that type of abuse. The accused include director Harvey Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, and comedian Louis C.K. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The feds are warning about a possible new terrorist threat. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Homeland Security is now warning that terrorists could try to use weaponized drones in attacks. In a terrorism advisory bulletin, DHS says terrorists are using battlefield experience to pursue new technologies and tactics like the use of drones and chemical agents, which could be used outside of war zones. Homeland Security says it's facing one of the most challenging threat environments since 9/11. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legendary swimmer Diana Nyad is detailing the repeated sexual assault she says she experienced from her high school swim coach and mentor.
You know what it is more than anything? More than even the being touched is being silenced, is being told you don't tell anyone. You will never become anything in this life if you ever share our special secret with anyone. It's taken me this lifetime to forgive myself.
Nyad hopes that by continuing to talk about her ordeal, she is sounding the alarm for more women to come forward with their stories and not allow fear to silence them. Appearing on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, the 68-year-old says she still has moments of vulnerability and rage from being the victim of molestation. In 2013, Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, talking all NFL right here as we welcome in SB Nation Radio and anybody else. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh man, an unbelievable weekend when you really think about the action that'll be taking place on the football field, Veterans Day weekend. How will the NFL handle all this stuff? I'm just waiting to see, just like anybody else, to be quite honest with you. But talking about the action at hand, games and games and games and lots of games to talk about with a lot of playoff-like implications. Some teams are going to be moving on. Some teams are going to not be moving on, as we all know, as the season keeps progressing. But so much to talk about in the NFL when you really think about everything that's going on. Like I said, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me that way. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All NFL here this hour on the show, so keep it close. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, and we're talking all NFL. I'll be right back, everybody.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to Bulldog.com. That's Bulldog.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares.
See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay? Damn right. So if you can't roll with the big dogs, stay on the board.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. All NFL this hour, so I want to hear your thoughts, your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. You can get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then, obviously, check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Going to run through all the games on the day, and then I'm going to start breaking things down. Saints play the Bills. And the Saints have been playing fantastic. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Bears play the Packers today. Browns go to Detroit. Bengals have the Titans. Steelers play the Colts. Jets play the Buccaneers. And the Jets have been much better than I think anybody could have ever imagined. Vikings play the Redskins on the road. Chargers play the Jaguars, who have played very solid, man. That defense has been really good. Texans play the Rams. Rams have been really good, too, to be honest with you. Cowboys play the Falcons. I think that's a big game for both of those teams. Giants play the 49ers. The Sunday night game, Patriots and the Broncos. And then the Monday night game, the Dolphins playing the Panthers. And then what we had happen on Thursday was the Seahawks taking care of business here at University of Phoenix Stadium against the Cardinals. And let's start right there, to be honest with you. We'll start with that game because obviously it's the first time I've had an opportunity to talk to you about that. Thoughts and opinions from you, always encouraged, always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Thinking about what happened the other day in Phoenix, it was Russell Wilson, man. That guy's fantastic. Anybody that doesn't think he is a superior or an elite quarterback in the NFL, you're highly mistaken. He is absolutely wonderful. He threw 2 of 3 touchdowns to his tight end, Jimmy Graham. And he had just a couple of amazing plays in that football game, where he extended plays, made them continue so that he was able to get the ball out to guys, and then they were able to make plays for him. The play to Baldwin was unbelievable. It really was. It was an unbelievable play, the play he made to Baldwin. Doug Baldwin just snatches that ball. He makes a play, runs down the field. They put points on the board at a very important time in that football game. So the Seahawks were able to take advantage of a lot of the things that the Cardinals were doing, to be honest with you. And Adrian Peterson, a guy that has been very good one game, not so good the next game, really good one game, not so good the next game. I think that's what you're going to get with him, to be honest with you. I think there's a reason why New Orleans let this guy go. Because when you're on the other side of 30, whether you want to believe this or not, When you're on the other side of 30, you just don't seem to play as well. I don't know why. You might be able to turn it on for a week here, a week there, but ultimately, when you're over 30 and you're a running back in this league and you've taken the pounding that a guy like AP has taken year after year, you're not as good. That's just a flat out, that's just the truth. But I was impressed with Seattle. I know that people didn't think they played so well, but they overcame a lot of penalties, a ton of penalties, man. And they have Russell Wilson. End of story. Cardinals have this guy named Drew Stanton. Okay? Drew Stanton is not that good. When are they going to get it here in Arizona? When is BA going to realize that Drew Stanton, he's not that good? He's a backup. He holds a clipboard for a reason. He's a backup. He'll never be anything but a backup. They had opportunities too, man. Deshaun Watson was right there in this draft. And I know he's got an ACL tear now. I know, I get it, okay? But we saw what he did when he was on the field. So when Carson Palmer goes down, maybe you could go to that guy. And maybe he could be just as electric, if not more electric, than Carson Palmer was. I don't know, just some food for thought. But they do need to draft a quarterback here. That's for sure. All right, let's move on to some of the slate that's happening today. So that's what I thought of Seattle. Impressive how they overcame a lot of penalties from themselves. And then the Cardinals, they're just not a good football team. I don't know how else to say it, man. I don't want to sugarcoat it. They're just not a good football team. It's the truth. All right, so let's get started with some of what's going to happen today. Saints play the Bills, and this is an interesting game because the Saints have been playing extremely well, as we all know, extremely well. And they're a pretty good football team. After further review, that's a pretty good football team. There's no mistake, man. They got rid of Adrian Peterson and they started playing better football. There is no mistake about it. That's the way it worked. Mark Ingram is a very good running back. Wasn't getting the touches, maybe felt something there. I don't know what was going through his head. But at the end of the day, they're playing much better football ever since they got rid of Adrian Peterson. And Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they've got it going on, man. They've won 6 straight. They're 6-2. They're on top of that division. Who, by the way, the Carolina Panthers are right there. That's not a bad football team either. With as up and down as they've been, they're 6-3. And the Philadelphia Eagles, who, by the way, are on a bye week this week, are 8-1. That's a really good football team. Really good football team. And we're probably not going to talk much about them because they're on a bye week. So I want to at least get that in there. But the Saints have been playing excellent football. And they're good, man. They're good. But I think this is a really tough game. I really do. This is a tough one. You're going to play the Bills, who are 4-0, by the way, at home. The Bills aren't that great, but they play pretty hard. They've got a good running back, LeSean McCoy. And their defense, they can play, man. So I think this is a good test. This is a good test for the Saints. It's going to be a little cool out there. It's going to be like 36 degrees. So you're going to get a little bit of the elements there to a certain degree. So we'll see how the Saints play in a tough environment with a team that's really good at home, 4-0 for the Bills. Who, by the way, again, coming off of a loss. So we'll see how they play and they respond. And they've had like a long time because if I'm not mistaken, they played the Thursday night game against the Jets. So they've had a long time to play or to recover a little bit. So they should be ready to play. All right, let's talk a little Packers and let's talk a little Bears here. Brett Hundley is not Brett Favre. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's really not that good. And I'm trying to figure this out for the life of me. You've been in that system for 3 years or whatever it is now, 4. And you look the way you look on the field. Either Mike McCarthy is not opening the playbook and playing to your strengths, because as we know, you have to know how to use a guy's skill set here in the NFL these days. So either Mike McCarthy has no clue how to use your skill set, Brett, or you are just not making the throws and you're just not that good. Maybe it's a little bit of both. I know you have no experience on the NFL level, but you played at USC, bro. You played in the Pac-12. You played big-time football games. You should be better than this. That's my thought. You should be better than this. So it's Mitch Trubisky and it's Brett Hundley going at it tonight, or today, I should say. I don't trust either one of these guys. But if the Packers have any chance of saving their season, if the Pack has any chance of saving their season, you have got to get a victory against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago today. But Brett Hundley, you have to go out there and you have to play better, man. You have a lot of weapons. And that defense, oh my goodness. That defense is so bad. So bad. And it makes you realize how damn good Aaron Rodgers is week in and week out, man. He makes up for everybody. The defense doesn't have to be on the field when Aaron Rodgers is playing. So you got to figure out a way to keep that offense on the field today. Jordan Howard is going to run the ball very effectively. Absolutely, he's going to run it very effectively. Because the defense of the Green Bay Packers is just not that good. Could be an interesting day out there. Weather could play a little bit of a factor. It's going to be sloppy potentially. Could be some rain. Could be a little chilly, maybe 40 degrees-ish. I don't think it favors anybody. We both know that. All of us know that. Both these teams very comfortable playing in those kinds of elements. Because that's what happens. Thoughts and opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'm going to continue breaking down the NFL action, man. I got tons and tons and tons of opinions about what I'm seeing. So keep it close, everybody. I'll be back. And again, I like to thank SB Nation Radio for picking me up. So let me hear from you people. 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, weekend edition style. I'll be right back, everybody.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf taking you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Got to welcome in those people listening on SB Nation Radio and anywhere else you may be checking me out. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, man, I'm going to get back into some of the things that are going on in the NFL today. As we know, I was just talking Packers and Bears. I've already talked a little bit about the Saints and the Bills. Again, man, just got to wonder what's going on there in Green Bay to a certain degree. Really got to wonder what's going on there. How does Brett Hundley not have better control of that offense? And how is that defense so bad, man? How is it so bad? You're going to have your hands full with Jordan Howard. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to have your hands full with Jordan Howard. Trust me. Browns and Lions. Let's get into that one real quickly. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on it. If I'm making you upset, Browns fan, call me. If I'm making you happy, Lion fan, let me know, because I really don't think this is much of a contest. I think Matthew Stafford figured things out quite a bit against the Green Bay Packers. Golden Tate, I love that guy, by the way. Not just because he's on my fantasy football team either. I think he's a really good wide receiver. I'm wondering when Abdullah is going to break out, man. Like, I feel like he has all the tools. I feel like he's a pretty good player, but yet he gets like 2 or 3 yards every carry. However, with that being said, the Lions do have decent balance. And that's why I kind of like the Lions moving forward in that division. They probably have the best quarterback, no Aaron Rodgers on the field, so I got to give the nod to Matthew Stafford over anybody else in that division, obviously. Not a rocket scientist for telling you that. But I do think that the Lions have something. I really do. I think they have something. So let's see how they go out there. Let's see how they play. I think they go over 500 today. And by the way, they're lousy at home, man. They're 1-3. So when you're 1-3 at home, you want to see the Browns. You want to see that on your schedule. You like seeing the Browns. So look for the Lions. Have a nice day. Bengals go to the Titans today, and I think the Titans, that they're moving in the right direction. I think they have a good defense, very good defense. Mariota's getting better. He's not flashy by any means. He doesn't dazzle you with anything. However, they do have a very good running game. DeMarco Murray's not a bad running back. Some decent wide receivers. I think the Titans are one of those teams that is on the brink of something. I think they're on the brink of something. Is it this season? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do like the direction that the Titans are going. I don't like the direction of the Bengals. What happened to Andy Dalton? What happened to this guy? I think they need to figure things out too, man. It's not good in Ohio at all. It's not good there at all, man. You got the Browns. You got the Bengals. Two teams that are combined. They're 3-13, man. 3-13 for your combined teams right there. It's not good, man. That's not good at all. So I don't really like the direction of the Bengals right now. I don't think they have a direction. I think that's the problem. I really do. I think that's the problem more than anything. Probably starts with the coach. Steelers and Colts. See, I like the Steelers. That was my Super Bowl pick early in the year. Still my Super Bowl pick, by the way. I'll tell you my other one, which I'm not going to be right on. And that's just because of the way that things have happened. I had the Packers playing the Steelers in the Super Bowl. But that obviously, you have to have Aaron Rodgers on the field for that to happen. Of course, we know that. But getting back to the Steelers. I don't know what's been up with Big Ben Roethlisberger this year either. He's having an okay year. When you have the weapons that he has, you can't have okay years. And I wouldn't even say it's borderline on average and maybe even a little below average. So I wouldn't even say it's okay. Le'Veon Bell, man, I'll tell you what. Him holding out, that is hurt. I'm sorry, but it's hurt. Him not getting into practice and into camp on time, that hurts. That absolutely hurt the Steelers, man. And then you have this guy complaining, Martavius Bryant, about things that's going on. And then you have your up-and-comer, man. Juju, wow. There's a reason why you're not getting passes to you, okay? There's a reason. Antonio Brown does what he does week in and week out. But I'm not quite sure why they haven't totally figured things out there yet. And you don't have to figure it out yet. See, that's the beauty of this, man. It's a journey. It's a journey to see where you can get to by December, January. So you're playing meaningful football and you have an opportunity to take your team to levels and heights that you maybe didn't think you could achieve in September and October or maybe even November. So has Big Ben Roethlisberger been good yet? No, he hasn't. Have the Steelers been that good yet? No, they haven't. But they're 6-2. So at the end of the day, 6-2 is pretty darn good. It means they're the best right now in the AFC. And if I'm not mistaken, they do right now have home field advantage. So I think that the Steelers have a great opportunity. Great opportunity to do something very special this year. And the New England Patriots, on that note, man, they haven't been that great. And they're 6-2 as well. They've won 4 straight, though. And I think that's what I'm seeing right now. When I look at some of the trends that are going on in the NFL, we're starting to see some of the usual suspects, as I like to call them. The New England Patriots of the world. The Pittsburgh Steelers of the world. The Philadelphia Eagles of the world, for that matter. 7 straight for those guys. They're the hottest team in the NFL. And I know we talk a lot about the New Orleans Saints winning those 6 games straight. But the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team as far as their record goes right now. And they are the hottest team in the NFL as well. But like I said, we're not going to talk much about them today because they're on a bye week. But I think things are kind of shaping out the way that I thought they would for the most part. Jets play the Buccaneers. And I'll tell you what, the Jets have impressed me. The Jets have absolutely impressed me. They do not have a lot of talent. But you know what they have? They have a lot of heart. They have a lot of determination. They've got a lot of desire. So I really like the Jets just as far as competitive, man. They're a team that goes out and competes. The Buccaneers have been a disappointment. Jameis Winston's going to be sitting down now. Watch Ryan Fitzpatrick. Watch this guy. I bet you he'll go out there and he'll wind up playing really well. See, that's the kind of backup that teams would die for. You know why? Because he's actually a starter in this league. He could be a starter in this league. But yet he's your backup, and he'll probably play better than Jameis Winston. Like, no joke. He'll probably play better than Jameis Winston. So I'm just really, really disappointed, man, in the way that the Buccaneers have played. And let's call it the Hard Knocks curse, man. The Hard Knocks curse. Vikings, Redskins, I know that game's going on too. And Vikings, I think this could be a tough game for the Vikes. I think the Redskins are better than their record. They're 4-4. But they played a tough place, man. It's tough to win in their environment there. I know I got Mike Wilson that's going to join me in a little bit on the other side, I should say, part of the Dorfont Sports Radio team. So I know I'll pick you up in just a moment, Mike. But I know I also have to take a quick pause for the cause here. Get at me, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how we can talk. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But like I said, I'm going to pick up with Mike Wilson on the other side, part of the Dorf on Sports Radio team. So keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition, all NFL, man. Keep it close, everybody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition, obviously doing the NFL preview right now. Welcome in those people listening to us on SB Nation Radio, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Now I'm going to bring in my good friend, none other than Mike Wilson, as he is also part of the Dorf on Sports Radio team. Mike, good morning, buddy. How you doing, pal?
You know, just cruising the mean streets of Southern California right now. Looking forward to a bevy of games in the NFL slate today. So let's talk some football.
Yeah, you know, let's talk a little football. And since you are in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, that's where the Rams will be playing the Texans today. Rams are 6-2, Texans 3-5, and obviously without Deshaun Watson. Gotta like the Rams today, brother, don't you?
Oh, you absolutely have to like the Rams today. You would agree, Dorf, that it's been quite the change for one Jared Goff down there for the Rams. You get a guy a left tackle, you get him some receivers, you can turn around and hand it to Gurley. I mean, life doesn't get much better for Goff than what he has right now. And then Houston, man, no J.J. Watt, no Deshaun Watson. You know, they're just trying to tread water right now with that much talent kind of in the tank.
No, I agree, man. I mean, good points. Obviously, Jared Goff has made some serious progressions. And I think the biggest move and the best move that the Rams made is getting rid of Jeff Fisher, man, because you got rid of mediocrity, okay? 8-8 was totally acceptable. It was almost like a great season when you think about it. Todd Gurley running the ball the way he's running it. I think we all knew he had this type of ability. We haven't seen it since college, but now he's bringing it out once again in the NFL. Those wide receivers too, man, just very good wide receivers. The defense of the Rams, all around, man, that's a pretty good football team. And I said it early, and for about 3 or 4 weeks, I kind of felt like I was joking and kidding. I was calling them the class of the NFC West very early. They literally are the class of the NFC West. It's them and the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to be battling out for that division, man.
Yeah, they absolutely are. You're spot on with the replacement, replacing Jeff Fisher. The offense that he ran was almost a Division III college type of offense, just very predictable, not very complicated, and the opposing teams knew what the Rams were going to do, and the Rams couldn't do anything about that because they had Jeff Fisher as their coach. Now it's a little bit more complicated. You have Goff that, I don't know, the new head coach there for the Rams is kind of a quarterback whisperer. He doesn't look like a deer in headlights. He looks pretty settled. Hopefully Goff, I root for Jared Goff. I root for all these quarterbacks that come out of college. With Goff, it was such a deer in headlights last year. It's nice to see the progression that he has.
All right, so let's keep it with L.A. On our mind here, and let's talk Chargers for a moment. They're on the road. They play the Jaguars, who are 5-3, by the way. Very good defense there with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going to be a beautiful day. Doesn't favor anybody. 76 degrees, sunny. Both those teams are very familiar and accustomed to those kinds of situations and those kinds of surroundings. Leonard Fournette, man, do you think that this guy's a problem moving forward? They keep him out of the game last week because of a team violation. You got to realize, man, you're a piece to the puzzle, and you're a really important piece to that puzzle. So the Jaguars defense is really good. Obviously, I like that. The Chargers, I think they're a team that could be a little bit better than their record says they are. But ultimately, how do you feel about the Jaguars? How do you feel about the Chargers?
Well, first thing, I think the Chargers, they should still be in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? It feels weird to say the L.A. Chargers for one. But two, I mean, the Chargers, you know, you think you got the Chargers pegged as a certain kind of team and that they could do certain things, and then they just kind of drop the ball. They kind of let you down. So the trust factor with me and the Chargers is pretty much non-existent. Now, the Jaguars, I don't know what got into them. Maybe it's years of having good draft picks, you know, or high draft picks, and the talent's, you know, coming around for him. But as far as Fournette is concerned, yeah, he does have to realize that he's part of the puzzle, that he's just not the man. He's not going to carry the Jaguars on his back right now. But as far as sitting him down because of some kind of behavioral problem, you know, this is like the first time I really have heard of something like that with him. So I'll reserve judgment just a little bit if this is going to be a problem for him going forward.
All right, no problem. All right, let's take a call, by the way, Mike, who usually is with me, obviously, as we do the show every Sunday, but he's on the road. We had him on an assignment this weekend in L.A., so he's just kind of cruising the streets, but I do appreciate you obviously taking time out with me. So let's jump out to the phones. You got Mike Wilson, you got the Dorf Man, and obviously it's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition right here. Richard, what's going on, man? Thanks for giving us a call, by the way, from West Virginia, by the way. So thank you for calling, Richard. What's on your mind, man?
Here's what I wanted to ask. I didn't hear which two NFL teams had the biggest turnaround since last year. I'm thinking it's the Eagles and the Rams. Is that true?
I right now, man, absolutely. I mean, you look at the way that both of those teams are playing, they're not only turning it around, but I think they're both teams that could make some serious noise in the playoffs. The Rams have themselves at 6-2, the Eagles 8-1, the best record in all of the NFL. So, yeah, man, I think you're right on point with that, Richard. Mike, do you have any other thoughts?
No, I would absolutely agree, and Philly is, They're fun to watch, and you got to put Carson in that MVP talk right now because talk about, you know, we talked about Goff and how good he's looked in his second year. I mean, Wentz, he's looking like a Pro Bowler. He's looking like a kid, a young guy that with plenty of talent around that can lead his team to the Super Bowl. So what Wentz is doing is just unbelievable this year.
No, I agree. Go ahead, Richard.
Do they have different coaches than they had last year? Do both of them have different coaches, or are they the same coaches?
For the Philadelphia Eagles, same coach, Doug Peterson, different coach there with the Rams, man. So, hey, Mike, I'm going to let you run because I do have Ryan Leong going to join me as well. So drive safely, brother, and then obviously you and I will catch up, okay?
All right, sounds good, bud.
All right, Mike Wilson checking in for me. I appreciate that. Usually does the show with me on a normal basis, but like I said, driving around L.A. right now, and I do have Ryan Leong to bring up. Richard, I appreciate your call as well, my friend, okay? Have a good day. Ryan Leong, man, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, good, Andy. Sorry about the little mix-up there, but we're connected now, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely, man, of course. Let's talk some football, man. You know, the situation right now for the 49ers, not really good. But with that being said, man, Giants are coming to town. Is this the weekend where the 49ers, the 0-for-9ers, is this the time they maybe become the 1-for-9ers?
I certainly hope so, because I don't think that this team can you know, conceivably beat anybody else other than the Giants. I mean, the Giants just got obliterated last week. Sort of a franchise. You know, playing in New York is always in itself even more difficult. Factor all that together, and it just looks like this is the perfect opportunity for the Niners to win.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. What do you think about Jimmy G? Let me hear your thoughts about that. Nice pickup, yeah?
Yeah, not a bad pickup, but the problem is, like, apparently, from what I understand, and I don't go to practice, and even if I did, I don't, you know, the media gets very little of a look as to what coaches are doing in their practice sessions. But it sounds like, you know, Kyle Shanahan has reinvented the wheel when it comes to his offense, and so it's so complicated that apparently it takes a very long time to learn a system, and even though I guess C.J. Beathard's been doing that, the guy has no protection. I mean, that guy's been... I mean, he's been like getting hit so badly. The guy took like, what was it, 16 hits last week? I mean, that's enough for like a quarterback for like half a season. So, and he took them all in one game. Just for the safety and the health of Jimmy G, I don't think there's any reason why he should even play this guy until possibly after the bye week when they host Seattle. And even then, you still want to play him? I mean, like, I would just say that until that offensive line starts being able to provide some kind of protection for C.J. Beathard, why would you want to put your future, you know, possible franchise quarterback in jeopardy like that?
I'm with you. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Jimmy Garoppolo's skill set may be a little bit different than CJ's. Look, CJ stands in that pocket and he just takes a beating. I think Jimmy G would use his feet a little bit better, get outside of the pocket, roll out, maybe be able to run the ball, or again, just create and extend those plays a little bit and find somebody downfield. But ultimately, I mean, you're right, man. The offensive line is really bad there in San Francisco. You know, Garcon not being in there anymore. So you don't have that wide receiver that has been there so many years. I think it's tough, man. And I think you have yourself a good one in Jimmy G, but like you said, do you have guys that can protect him? So ultimately, man, I think the Niners have a bunch of problems.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. That's why they're 0 for Niners, you know? I mean, oh, boy. I mean, and the thing is, I hate going out of their stadium. I mean, literally hate it with a capital H. I mean, the stadium is just a joke. It wasn't built very well. They actually built it, I think, with the existing blueprints that they had in mind for Candlestick when they were going to build that stadium mall on the site of Candlestick Park. They decided to just move that thing smack dab in the middle of Santa Clara where the sun just beats down on you mercilessly, especially during the first 2 months of the season. I mean, now in November, it's not so bad, but, I mean, there's just no reason to get inspired for watching crappy football, especially that bad when the 49ers are that awful. But apparently, They did a story. I read somewhere about how they rank certain teams' fan experiences, and the Niners actually ranked pretty high, which amazed the heck out of me. You know, you think that one of the things that's most important about your fan experience is your team winning, but apparently, yeah, the 49ers, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I hear you there. Hey, speaking of fan experience, Cowboys and Falcons, Ezekiel Elliott, man, on and off the field. I mean, we've said it so many times. They would have been better off just letting that suspension go right away. But now they're in the predicament that they are this year. How do you see the Cowboys finishing out the year?
I think so Ezekiel Elliott goes, so go the Cowboys. I mean, I guess he's not playing this week, and then I don't know what's going to happen next. I just think that they're not going to go very far without this guy. I mean, this guy is a beast. I mean, he literally is. I mean, when he played against the Niners, he did so well, you know, that without him, I mean, they just don't have a chance, I don't think, of going very far in the playoffs.
No, I'm with you 100%. And with that being said, Dak Prescott has been better than last year. Offensive line isn't quite the same for them. Falcons, man, what can you say about them, dude? They're struggling, 4-4. What's up with them?
Yeah, I haven't really followed them that carefully, to be honest. So I couldn't give you an honest assessment of what's not going right with them. But again, 4-4 means that, you know, it's only the halfway point of the season. A lot of teams may start turning it on at this point. I mean, hopefully, if they can you know, go 6-2 the rest of the way, they have a good shot at being a contending playoff team. And that being said, though, that's pretty tough. I mean, you're asking to win out except for two of your games. So
yeah.
I know that I speak of the Cardinals. When they beat the 49ers, they're now a 4-4 team as well. So
yeah, I mean, look, the Cardinals were, and then they had Seattle come in on Thursday and take care of them. And I just think a lot of that is the mistakes of BA. I know I'm up against it. Ryan, I appreciate you taking time out with me. It was cut a little short, obviously, but we'll have to keep you in the mix on Sundays. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good. We'll take a pass maybe next week, only because, the Raiders will be playing, but they'll be playing in Mexico City. But I'm back at it for doing a coverage 2 weeks from now, when I'll be going to the Raiders game against the Broncos.
All right. Sounds like a plan, man. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks then.
Okay, sounds good, Andy. Take care. Have a great Sunday.
Absolutely. You too. Ryan Leung joining me. Obviously, my man in the Bay Area. Can obviously follow him on Twitter. I believe it's at Ryan Leung. So check him out there. But anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and I'm going to wrap this thing up. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports NFL Preview Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this show that has absolutely flown by, as they always do. Got to thank the callers that have given me calls today. Always love hearing from you people, the fans. That's why I do this. And then obviously got to thank Mike Wilson for joining me from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports Radio team. And then my good buddy in the Bay Area, Ryan Leung, for joining me. And I'm going to wrap it today. And obviously tonight you can always catch me later on, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, 10 p.m. Pacific time. You'll be able to catch me doing the NFL Rewind, as you just were listening to the NFL Preview show here. And I obviously want to thank SB Nation Radio for picking me up. Love talking sports. Love hearing thoughts and opinions from people. And by the way, listen next to Pat Olson, who will be doing the College Insider program right after me. So check that out after me, like I said, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And my thought, and real quickly, my humble opinion, as I always do have a parting shot for you, is we're halfway through the NFL season, man. I can't believe it. We've only got 8 more games to go, maybe 7 games for some teams. It goes way too quick. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It goes way too quick just like my radio show. They all move too quickly. Anyways, got to say peace, got to say thanks, got to get the heck out of Dodge and make way, like I said, for Pat Olson next with the College Insider program. So I'll be back at you later tonight on the Sports Overnight program. But for me, for Scott, for everybody, it's Dorf on Sports saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Peace, everybody.